masculinity and affection. Two words that I'm not sure how they sit side by side, or we could have even used the word masculine affection, which, I don't know, that gets a little awkward, at least in my mind here and there. Do those words go together? You know, I'm in a series right now, a mini series of just going over our values. And affection is one of the 5-star values in the Grace Ops culture. And it is something that we want men to be skilled at and be really good at, being able to give away the affection. But, you know, we live in a day and age where there's so much warfare. You know, women, women libbers, you know, the anti-man, the anything masculine's toxic. And I'm just tired of that. There is such a thing as toxic masculinity. There is, I call it broken masculinity. There is such a thing, but most of the time, anything masculine just gets bullied down and beat down with this whole toxic thing. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it. I mean, it's like they want their men castrated and drinking soy milk. You know, this is the type of world it seems like that we live in. And but, you know, if you want to be a feminine masculine female, you know, more power to you. We'll celebrate that. But you want to be a man? Hey, you know what? But I don't let any of that stop me. And I know you don't let it stop you. We're men. And so what we don't want to do is we don't want to be toxic in our we don't want to have a broken masculinity. We don't want to be barbarians. And so I want to look at this, like, what is affection? How does it apply to your family, your friends, even your enemies? The Apostle Paul has some really good words for us. He says in Ephesians 5, he's talking about, you know, wives, submit to your husbands. I mean, the word obeys there in different translations. And that just really, I know women love that today, don't they? Obey your husbands. But listen to this. If your husband's like this, it would be easy for him to obey. It says, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. So the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. So why do I submit to Yeshua? Why do I submit to Jesus? Because he is, you know, he's Lord, but as a leader and as the head, he's amazing. And I can give all of my trust to him. And even areas where I would struggle, I still could work on getting that over to his, you know, working on fully trusting him. And that's why it's easy to follow the lordship and the leadership of Christ. And that's what Paul's saying, like, men, aim to be like Christ and your wife will follow you. She'll be part, you know, but Paul also teaches that male and female are equal. We just have different roles. So moving forward here to my point. Verse 25 says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. So we probably heard that before. If you've been around Christianity at all, you've probably heard this passage. Or if you've been to a wedding, hopefully you've heard this passage at a wedding, right? So husbands, you know, it's hard sometimes to not take this just one way or one-sided or one-directed. Like, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. So we hear that and we're like, okay, I got to get good at loving my wife. But did you hear what I just said? There's something more micro sitting there that I think we blow past. There's a message here for you, man, after God. It's right there. As Christ loved the church. Well, you're the church. So before we go into default mode of what I've got to do, go, grind, get, type A, whatever you are, like, don't just hear it that way. Just pause all that and go a little bit deeper, because there's something in this for you. Christ loved the church. He loves you. Christ gave himself up for her. That means you. He's washing her. That means you with the word. He's washing you. That he might present the church, you, to himself in splendor. So you're part of this love. You're part of this. That he was making us holy and without blemish. So there you go. Like, how are you doing at pausing? Like, I just walked through the hardest year of my life. I run two ministries, and I just walked through the hardest year of my life, my family, my church, Grace Ops, all of it. And I've been working very hard. Oh my gosh, it's been so much pain. And I've been working very hard at just, how are my kids? How's my wife? How's my team? And I didn't spend a lot of time like, how's Brian doing? But a couple weeks ago, I got more into that mode. I was like, Lord, I need you. to sanctify, to clean, to wash, to purify me. Now, I think that this is like a tank. So as full as our tank is with the love and the affection Christ is giving us, I think it's the same measure we can give away. So if our tank's full, we have a lot of that type of godly affection to give. If our tank is empty, we'll be running on fumes, and that's not healthy. So there you go, guys. I don't know how to, I've never been the type of guy to go to say, go do these three things and it'll just be amazing. Cause I think this is more like an art. This is, go crash into it. Go open Ephesians 5 and figure out how to dive into the love and the affection Christ has for you. Fill that tank up. Spend time with God. Because this world is dying for masculine affection. It really is powerful in your family, in the camaraderie you build with other men. The tenderness and the affection that a man can bring is like no other. And I think there's, I'm not saying it's perfect. I mean, that's why God created male and female, two genders, baby. And two genders only, but there's something powerful in the affection of a man, something powerful in it. So take that and grow in this concept of masculine affection for your family, friends, for your comrades, and even for your enemies. Well, until next time, as we say on the podcast, live upright.